Hang On by Tony Bradman, illustrated by John Stewart. Welcome to Micro World. Macro Marvel, billionaire inventor. Macro Marvel invented Micro World, a micro-sized theme park where you have to shrink to get in. A computer called Code controls Micro World and all the robots inside, mites and bites. A mite. A bite. Disaster strikes. Code goes wrong on opening day. Code wants to shrink the world. Macro Marvel is trapped inside the park. Enter Team X. Four micro agents, Max, Cat, Ant, and Tiger, are sent to rescue Macro Marvel and defeat Code. Mini Marvel joins Team X. Mini Marvel, Macro's daughter. In the last book, Max, Cat, Minnie, and Rex were inside the pyramid. They escaped from the pyramid through a secret passage. Ant and Tiger were on the mummy bite. Code key, 11 collected. You are in the pyramid peril zone.
Before you read, sound checker. The sound to remember when you are reading this book. All. 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 Word alert. Blend the sounds. Remember the sound you have practiced. Travel. Peril. Survival. Into the zone. Where were Ant and Tiger when you last saw them? How do you think Team X and Minnie will get the code key?
Uncovered. Ant and Tiger were riding on the mummy bite, clinging to its bandages. This is no way to travel. It's far too bumpy, said Ant. Hang on tight, Ant, yelled Tiger. We need to get that code key. Ant and Tiger climbed closer to the code key. Tiger tried to pull it out, but it was wedged tightly underneath the bandages. We need to be normal size to get the code key, said Tiger. While we're so little, we're just not strong enough. Suddenly, the bite's huge hand landed next to Tiger. It was scratching at the bandages. Quickly, Ant and Tiger scrambled out of the way. The hand followed them. The bite flicked a bandage, and Tiger nearly went flying into the air. The bite thinks we're an itch, said Ant. As the bite scratched, the bandages loosened. They were suddenly face to face with the bite's third eye. The eye glowed red and its pupil flashed angrily. The bite can see us, cried Tiger. Ant and Tiger were in peril. Then Ant saw a camel trotting along beside them. He had a thought. It might be their only real chance for survival. Jump! He yelled.
Now you have read Uncovered. Take a closer look. How did the mummy bite realize Ant and Tiger were on its body? At first, But then... Thinking time. Read pages 8 to 12 again. How can you change your voice to make the story sound more exciting? I hope we land safely on the camel. Before you read. Word alert. Read the words. Remember the sound you practiced in Uncovered. Camel. Pupil. Animal. Final. Look out for other words that include this sound when you are reading. What does it mean? Reins. Long straps for guiding an animal. Skittles. Objects that are weighted at the bottom so they fall over easily. Into the zone. How did Ant and Tiger escape from the mummy bite? What do you think it would be like to ride on a camel?
A bumpy ride. Chapter 1. The Camel Chase. Ant and Tiger landed on the camel's hump as it galloped off. It was even harder to cling onto the camel than it had been to hold on to the bite's bandages. "This is no way to travel either," called Tiger, as they bounced up and down. "Perhaps we should change back to normal size," said Ant. "It will be easier to hold on that way." Ant and Tiger grew bigger. The camel grunted, but it kept running. Ant looked over his shoulder. "The bite is heading back to the pyramid," he said. "Can we get this animal to turn round?" "Leave it to me," said Tiger. He grabbed the reins and pulled hard. The camel bellowed at him. "Yuck! Bad breath," said Tiger. Then he spoke softly to the camel. It turned round. "Follow the bite," commanded Tiger. The camel raced after the bite. "Wow! I didn't realize that such a big animal could run this fast," said Tiger. "Look at the power in those legs." "That gives me an idea," said Ant. "Maybe we can use that power." Chapter 2. Camel Power. Quickly, Ant explained his plan. He wanted Tiger to get the code key by using the wire from his watch. "Camel power will do the rest," said Ant. "Great idea. But first we have to get past those mites," said Tiger. A group of mites stood between the camel and the bite. Tiger tried to avoid the mites, but the camel was hard to steer. They crashed through the mites. The mites were sent flying like skittles. "Whoops," said Tiger. "Here, you take the reins now, Ant." Ant flicked the reins, and the camel charged at the bite. The mummy bite was ready for them. It shot a long bandage round the camel's legs. The camel kicked the bandage off. The bite's eyes glowed red, its pupils flashing angrily. Quickly, Ant steered the camel away from peril. Chapter 3. The 12th Code Key. "I'll take us round again," said Ant. "Be ready, Tiger. This is our final chance." They raced towards the bite. Tiger took aim and fired. The sucker pad landed on the code key. Ant turned the camel to run in the opposite direction. The code key was yanked free and the bite shut down. Tiger hauled in the wire. "Brilliant," said Ant. "Thanks for the ride," said Tiger, patting the camel. Max, Cat, Minnie and Rex walked up to them, smiling. "Hey, we saw what you did," said Max. "That was cool." "We've got the 12th code key," said Minnie happily. "I'm going to see my dad really soon." Team X went to put the code key into what they thought was the final door.
Now you have read A Bumpy Ride. To get to the next zone, we have to read the code words. Then the exit door will open. Can you help us read them? Josha, Ekorm, Shafishal, Jason, Krishan, Drizhen, Broval, Napple.